Tasmad.
Therefore.
Nanda. O Nanda Maharaja. Atmaja. Your son. I am this. Take of you. Narayanatsama is as good as Narayana. That is Narayana himself showing transcendental qualities. Gunai by qualities. Shriya by opulence. Kircha especially by his name and fame. Anubhavena and by his influence. Gopayasva, just raise this child. Samahita, with great attention and precaution. So, translation. In conclusion, therefore, O Nanda Maharaj, this child of yours is as good as Narayana. In his transcendental qualities, opulence, name, fame, and influence, he is exactly like Narayana. You should all raise this child very carefully and cautiously. Very interesting. So purport by his divine grace Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the word Narayana Sama is significant. Narayana has no equal. He is asa modva. No one is equal to him. And no one is greater than he is, as stated in Shastra. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudra Hidayavatai Samatve Naiva Viksheta Sapashandi Bhavetruvam. That's from the CC Majalila 18:116. One who equates Narayana even with great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma is a Pashandi, an agnostic, an atheist. Everybody understands that? No one can equal Narayana. Nonetheless, Gargamuni used the word Sama, meaning equal, because he wanted to treat Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who would become Nanda Maharaja's son. Gargamuni wanted to impress upon the mind of Nanda Maharaj, your worshipable deity, Narayana, is so pleased with you that he has sent a son almost equal to him in qualifications. Therefore, you may designate your son with a similar name, such as Mukunda or Madhusudana. But you must always remember that whatever you want, whenever you want to do something very good, there will be many hindrances in these problems. Therefore, you should raise and protect this child with great care. If you could protect this child very cautiously, as Narayana always protects you, the child will be as good as Narayana. Gargamuni also indicated that although the child was exaltedly qualified like Narayana, he would enjoy more than Narayana as Rasa Vihari, the central enjoyer of the Rasa dance. As stated in the Brahma Sanhita, Lakshmi Sahasra Shathasam Brahma Sigamanam. That's from Brahma Samhita, 29th verse in the 5th chapter. He would be served by many gopis who would all be as good as the goddess of fortune. Wonderful purport. So, tasmanlanatmachoyam te narayana samogunai shriyakirchadubhavena Gopaya Yashva Samahita. So, Omagana Tibetana Shagana Jana Shlakaya Chakshur Minitam Yena Tasmai Shivalingam. So, first, I'd like to speak about the second word in this verse, which is Nandatma Jo. Nandatma Jo means basically Ja or Jo means to be born from Nanda Atma Jo, from the self, from Nanda Maharaj. Now, most of you are thinking that Krishna is the son of Vasudeva, right? And they brought you, most of you think like that, maybe you don't. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells a very interesting story. And this is very, what we say, esoteric, difficult for people to understand. And the interesting, when she gave birth to a boy and a girl. Most people don't know this. She didn't give birth just to the girl, who was taken later on by Vasudeva to Mathura. And that girl, of course, was Durga. But Yashodamai gave birth to these twins. Then what happens is that Vasudeva brought Krishna from Mathura to Vrindavan. So what are we going to do about this? Krishna was born from Yashodamai as one of the two twins, right? And Krishna was also born from Vasudeva and Devaki. Everybody understands? So you have two Krishnas. But the interesting thing is, the Krishna that appeared from Vasudeva and Devaki was called Vasudeva Krishna. There's two words, Vasudeva and Vasudeva. You understand the difference in pronunciation? Vasudeva, Vasudeva. Vasudeva, with the long A, means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the All-Pervading Lord, like Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. You don't say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, in other words, Krishna's expansion, the Rajendra Nandana, Yashoda Nandana, his expansion took birth as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. And so when that expansion was brought to Vrindavan, that expansion entered into the original Supreme Personality of God in Krishna Vrindavan, the son of Yashodamai and Nanda Maharaj, Nandatmaja. You understand? So that's why Garga Muni here is using the word Nandatmaja. That means someone who was born from you, from Nanda Maharaj. Otherwise, he wouldn't have used it, because it would have been inappropriate at that particular point. He would have said something like, that boy, you know, a neutral term, that boy, Nandatmaja. That means the person is born from you. So it's actually quite interesting, because Krishna, in his original aspect, that is, Rajendra Nandana, never leaves Vrindavan. Even when he's apparently not there, that's called aprakata. That means unmanifest. But he's there. For example, if you go to Vrindavan today, you will experience, if you're actually a devotee, the presence of Krishna. You won't see him. If you think you see him, you're crazy. Because Krishna doesn't do that in Kali Yuga. Just like some people think that there's certain places, like in Sevakunj, you've heard of Sevakunj before, where Krishna dances at night, so you have to, nobody can go in there at night. No. Krishna's always dancing. But it's not, they have this whole rumor that if you go to Sevakunj, you can't go there at night because the monkeys go away. And because Krishna's dancing with the gopis at night, and you went in there, you go crazy, or you'd see Krishna dancing. Not true. Not true. Krishna doesn't appear in color. Kali Yuga like that to our eyes. He just doesn't. Once upon a time, there's a similar story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, how when Lord Chaitanya was present in Vrindavan, he was visiting Vrindavan with his servant, So he was visiting Vrindavan with his servant, and people were talking about how they saw Krishna at night. Everybody was talking, oh, have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? And everyone was thinking that Krishna was come back to Vrindavan, and he was dancing on the heads of the Kaliya servant. And so every night people would go to the bank of the Yamuna, and they would look out, and they would see some figure that apparently was dancing. And they thought, oh, Krishna's come back to Vrindavan, he's dancing on the Kaliya serpent. Okay, this is a story from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I didn't make this up. So, anyway, even Lord Chaitanya's servant said to Lord Chaitanya, please give me permission to see Krishna. Can you imagine? He's with Krishna. That's how much illusion there was. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna Nayanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He's Radha and Krishna. So you were serving. That shows sometimes the servant doesn't understand who they're dealing with. So he's serving Lord Chaitanya, and then he has to see Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya, what did Lord Chaitanya do? He slapped him. He said, what kind of nonsense is this? You think Krishna will appear in Kali Yuga? So when anyone says it to me, I slap them too. Not the ladies, just the men. Don't get arrested. Or at least I yell at them. They say, oh, Krishna's dancing and see the Kunja night. No. He's always dancing, but it's unmanifest. You can't see. Sometimes with the Goswamis, I mean, actually, like Raghunath Das Goswami, he was meditating on the banks of the Shyamakund, and there were tigers around. You know that story, right? You probably heard it when you went to Vrindavan, no? You heard the story. He was meditating, there were tigers around, and Krishna was there with a stick to protect him from the tigers. And Sanatana Goswami saw that. But that's very unusual. You're not one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. I'm not one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. I'm not Rupa Goswami or Sanatana Goswami. We're just struggling to serve Shiva. Going back to the story, Lord Chaitanya slapped him. And then this devotee didn't understand. Why did he slap me? I wanted to see Krishna. So a little while later, some educated people came, because only people who are not educated will think that Krishna's appearing in Kali Yuga like that. Some educated people came, and Lord Chaitanya said to them in a joking way, have you seen Krishna? And these educated people said, actually, the people who think they're seeing Krishna, they're in Maya. Why? Because what they think is Krishna is a fisherman. And the fisherman is using a lantern. I don't know if any of you ever fished. You know, you're all pious, you never ate fish. You never ate any bad thing in this lifetime. You're born with prasadam in your mouth. So that what they do at night, the fishermen, in order to attract the fish, they hang a light up. Do they do that here in fishing too? The natives? They do that. Yeah, they have a light, a torch, and they put a torch out there. And so that's what it was. It was simply a fisherman who was fishing, and everyone thought it was Krishna dancing on the heads of the Kaliya serpent. So that's illusion. And because we have imperfect senses, we have tendency to be illusion, we make mistakes, and we cheat others, we think so many things. So anyway, so Krishna is manifest in Vrindavan in his appropriative form. You can feel his presence, you can see the deities, you can become Krishna conscious, but you're not going to see Krishna. Okay? So forget about seeing Krishna in this light. Unless Krishna is very merciful, like he did with Narada Muni. Narada Muni came to him once and said, "Here I am. You won't see me again." And then after that, Narada Muni, in his previous life, had to just like travel all over. And eventually he took the body of Narada Muni and was able to see Krishna directly and travel everywhere to see Krishna. So the point I'm making, it's in reference to the verse that Prabhupada quoted here, the verse, Yastu Narayan Devam Brahma Kundradi Dhanatasa Vipanayava Bhikshetha Sapashandi Pavetravam. That's a famous verse. We are accepting our mind as evidence, or we are accepting our family tradition as evidence. It's like here in Fiji, you may have a family tradition where you worship Durga as God or something like that. Actually, you probably think everyone's God. You have all the gods. Sometimes you go into a Hindu temple and the priest says, "Here are the gods." You know, there's Krishna there, there's Ram there, there's Lord Shiva, there's Durga, there's Ganesh, there's Mahavir, even Mahavir. And some of them really literal, they have Buddha there too. So there's all the gods. So people don't know where to take their knowledge from. This, in philosophy, it's a big word, you don't have to, it's all epistemology. How do you know what you know? You understand? How do you know what you know? And generally, whatever we think we know is coming from imperfect people with imperfect senses, or ourselves with imperfect senses, or some remembrance of history which is imperfect. It's very imperfect. So therefore, we have what's called the descending process for getting knowledge. That means our knowledge, dharmam tu sakshat, bhagavat pranitam. The dharma comes from God, doesn't come from guru. Guru gives what he has heard from the cyclic succession that ultimately comes from God. The Vedic literature is manifest from the breathing of Narayan. Vyasadeva is the compiler of the Vedic literatures. In one sense you say he's the author, but he's the compiler of what was pre-existing, what was there before. But it comes, and Vyasadeva, of course, is an incarnation of Krishna too. But we accept knowledge coming from above. So therefore, this verse that Prabhupada quoted is very appropriate. That one who doesn't accept knowledge from above, who thinks that the demigods, yesterday that I am Devam, Brahma Rudradi Daivata, who thinks that Brahma or Rudra or the other demigods, Samitvainaiva Vikshetu, who think, there's that word Sama, just like the word Sama is used in this verse, that your son is equal to Narayan. So, Sama, Samitvainaiva Vikshetu, means if you think they're equal, Sapa Shandi, you're an atheist. You have that word here? Pashand, Pashandi, Paki, I thought. What is the word in Hindi? Pakandi. Pakandi. That's the Hindi translation of Pashandi. What if you call someone a Pakandi? They get angry? Very angry. So when I was first starting to preach, when I took sannyas, I would use that verse when I went into the Hindu temples. I never got invited again. One time in each temple. And they asked me, "Well, can you preach?" I said, "Yes, to Narayan Devam, Brahma Rudradi Dad, you're all Pashandis. You're all Pakandis." So we have to be careful. Of course, you're all hopefully devotees, you can understand this. We respect, on the other hand, if we neglect or disrespect the demigods, that's very bad. So what do we do if we go to someone's house and they're worshiping the demigods? It's an interesting point. Because Krishna also in the Gita says, one should not discourage people, but encourage them to work in a spirit of devotion. So how do you deal with it? Very easily. You say you can keep worshiping Durga, Ganesha, but put them on a lower altar. They're servants. Aham Adir Hi Devanam, Krishna says. I am the source of the demigods. They're servants of Krishna. And if you really want to serve Shiva or Ganesh, then you have to give them Krishna prasad. Because if you don't offer them prasad, they will be very angry with you. You understand? It's like if you offer me bhoga, like if Gokul comes one day and says, here's a nice bhoga for you, Guru Maharaj. He said, I think it's better we don't have to offer you Giriraj today. He's eaten too much already. You need to enjoy, I think. You rascal. You think I'm God? What rascal you are. So, Bhakandi. So just like in Bhubaneswara, you went to Bhubaneswara in your trip? No? Yes? You don't remember. Bhubaneswara is the big city outside of Jagannath Puri. There's a nice temple to Gorgo Vrindavan's there. Bhubaneswara? Anyone's been to Bhubaneswara? Yeah. So if you go to Bhubaneswara, that's called Gupta Kashi. Right? Kashi. Kashi, of course, is Lord Shiva's abode. There's a whole story in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam how the original Kashi got burned to ashes by Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra. So, a Gupta Kashi means hidden Kashi. And there, in Bhubaneswara, they worship Lord Shiva, right? Lord Shiva is the presiding deity there. And what do they offer him? Jagannath Prasad. Every day, when they make the offering to Lord Jagannath, they put in a taxi or rickshaw or whatever they put it in. And they transport it immediately and they offer it to Lord Shiva. And he's so happy to receive this. And then we are so happy to serve Lord Shiva in that way. Very important point that we serve Lord Shiva by offering him prasad. And there's an interesting story in the Chaitanya Mangala about this. The Chaitanya Mangala, there's a story that Narada Muni wanted prasad, and at that time it was more difficult to get. You had to be really, really something to get Mahaprasad. Only Lakshmi got it. So, because she was serving. So Narada Muni, he thought, I want Mahaprasad. So let me serve Lakshmi in order to get this Mahaprasad. So he served her for many, many years. And Lakshmi said, what do you want? And he said, I want Mahaprasad. And she'd been told not to give any prasad out to anyone. So she said, I'm sorry, I can't give him prasad because Lord Vishnu said nobody should take prasad. Because if they take prasad, they'll get liberated. It's too easy. Too easy. Better they surrender first before eating prasadam. Because we have the opposite procedure. We give prasadam first, then they surrender. But in the old days, surrender first, then you can have prasadam. After second initiation. After sannyas, then you can take some prasadam. So that was a different year ago. So Lakshmi went to Lord Narayan and said to Lord Narayan, that I promised Narada Muni I'd give him whatever he asked for, but he asked for prasadam, you told me not to give anything. So Lord Narayan said, okay, just when I'm not looking, you just take a little bit and give to Narmuni. So Narmuni got his Mahaprasadam. He ate it all, started dancing in ecstasy. And who comes along but Lord Shiva? And he sees Narmuni dancing. He said, why are you so ecstatic today? And Narmuni says, I got some Mahaprasadam. And Lord Shiva says, I'm your brother. Did you save any? And Narmuni said, no. And then Lord Shiva says, look under your fingernail. Because it was under the fingernail, little prasadam gets stuff. I guess he didn't have time to wash his hands after he ate. He was just so ecstatic. He just ate it. It was running all over the place. And so he looks under his fingernail, finds a little prasadam, gives it to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva starts dancing ecstatically, jumping up and down. He starts doing the Tandavan Richa, which is a problem, because that's the dance at the time of the destruction. So he starts dancing, and the whole world is going like this, you know, cyclones, you know, whatever, fires, everything is happening. And so Durga, Parvati, she's very worried because she's our mother. Mother is very worried. Father sometimes forgets about us, right? Mother never forgets. Mother's attachment is the closest thing to pure love in this world. Father, you know, whatever. It's interesting. Just like Prabhupada when he was young, he could get away with anything with his mother, with his father. That's true. But his mother made him go to school because she cared. She really was interested in his future. She hired someone to take him to school because Prabhupada refused to go to school. He was a very rebellious person. So Durga got very concerned about all of us. And she said to Lord Shiva, she's coming from dancing. Like that. And he said, did you save any from me? And he said, no, you're Maya. You're the material energy. I'm Krishna's devotee. You're just like Maya. You know, sometimes people call others Maya or Maya Devi or something like that. So you don't deserve it. She got really angry. And she started to perform austerities to please Lord Narayan. And she was performing austerities. Eventually, Lord Narayan appeared and said, I will definitely give you a lot of Mahaprasadam, and you can distribute it all to your children. That's us. We're her children. Durga's our mother. She's the mother. She was our father. Krishna's the ultimate father. Ambija, Pradapita, as he says in the Gita. So anyway, so you see that the demigods, especially Lord Shiva and Durga, they love prasadam. They love prasadam. They're devotees. As Lord Shiva says, you know, all types of worship, worship of Radhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Radhananam Puram. Then worship of Vishnu is supreme. That's Lord Shiva's quote. Even Lord Shiva, when he appeared as Shankara, Vaja Govinda, he said to his disciples, Vaja Govinda, Mudamate. He said, you're all Buddhas, because you're caught in mental speculation. So you see, that's the position of the demigods, and we encourage people to understand that. We don't try to discourage people. And even myself, as I mentioned many times before, I have Lord Shiva on my altar, I have Hanuman on my altar, but don't think that they are the same level as Krishna, Govinda. Not like that. Of course, Krishna and Narayan, they're on the same level, as mentioned here. Sama, the same. But they're different moods. Same person, Advaita Chuda Nadir Ananta Rupam, Adyam Purana Purusham. God can appear in infinite places simultaneously but in different moods. Like Krishna can interact with Narayan when he went up to see Narayan when he was trying to get back the Brahmin's sons who were kidnapped by Narayana. So Krishna interacted with Narayana. Krishna interacts with Balaram. Krishna and Balaram are the same person, just different moods. Lord Ram interacts with Lakshman. Lakshman is also God. Bart and Shatrughna, they're also God. Same person. Not gods, they're all the same person, acting simultaneously in the same way. So this is the nature of the Absolute Supreme Personality of God itself. Anybody have any questions? Interesting verse. Questions, comments? It's probably time for prasadam. Since we started talking about Mahaprasadam. Well, Lord Shiva can get Mahaprasadam, I should also. Durga promised me I should get prasadam. So, anyway, so we have a program later today. We have the initiation, right? 11 o'clock. Right, 11 o'clock, so you're all invited to come and participate in the havan and enjoy prasadam. There'll be prasadam after the initiation, too? So everyone can eat all day long. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, midnight snack. You're all so fortunate. When you get old, you can only eat twice a day. But while you're young, you should enjoy. Okay, on that happy note. All glorious to His divine grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda Ki Jai.
Sadhusanga and family, they made a small paduka for you. So
a small what?
Paduka, paduka.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want you to...
Sadhusanga's in the hospital? Or?
He's in the hospital. But
yeah. Which hospital?
He's in Lamasa Hospital. Yeah.
He has high blood pressure or something?
Sorry?
Sadhusanga?
Yeah, yeah.
High blood pressure.
Yeah, yeah, yes, well. Actually, he's a bit overweight, so due to that...
I know. He's quite big.
Yeah, he's good. That's right.
So he needs to reduce.
Yeah, he should, but maybe it's too late now. Maybe it's difficult for him.
It's never too late. They can just, what they can do is they tie the mouth closed.
That's true.
Even with a straw.
Straw for him.
Yeah. So that would be a good idea. Okay. Let me just...
yeah, sure.
I'm online. I want the people online to see the picture of the deities. Okay, wait 1 second. Radha Vrindavan Chandra Gijai. These are the deities, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, and we are in Lambasa with all the Vaishnavas. So, far off corner of Fiji. Bus. Okay, let's go offline.